this time, we bring you dramatized stories of excitement, romance, and suspense from the files of interesting and fascinating people.
We present The Veil of Darkness, a story of violence and intrigue by Ron Evans.
Joseph and I stood staring in horror at Maria, who stood over Ubak's body, a machine pistol poised in her hand. She was completely without remorse at killing the kindly man, the man who had been the linchpin for Allied intelligence in southern Yugoslavia.
The man admitted having passed information on to the Germans.
With agreement from intelligence, and only to put himself above suspicion.
Maria, you killed him because you wanted to. He was no threat to us.
Why would I want to kill an innocent man?
You have a bad reputation for such things, Maria.
Be quiet. This is none of your business, Joseph.
Everything that happens on this mission is my business, as much as it is Paul's.
You'll have to explain this when we return to Italy.
Time will prove my action was the right one. Dare we jeopardize the lives of all those heading for Rajek Pass for the sake of one man's life?
I'm tired of arguing with you, Maria. Come on, let's be on our way.
First, this house must be burned.
Why?
There may be important evidence lying around which might be of use to the enemy. The Germans will closely investigate Ubak's death, especially if he was the informer I believe he was.
I agree with Maria on this point.
All right, let it be Ubak's funeral pyre. But let's be quick. We have a long way to go before daylight. Meanwhile, far to the northwest, Major Ramsden had led his column of escaped prisoners of war and internees into the deserted village of Komasek. Before occupying it, the advance guard had carefully searched for booby traps. None was found. It was as though the villagers had disappeared from the face of the earth. Ramsden set up his headquarters in the building that had once served as a village hall.
Ah, Captain Saunders, the men settled in?
And the women and the kids.
Oh, yes, yes, of course. I was including that.
Lady, whatever her name is fluttering around and finding out what they need.
Mainly the things we don't have, I suppose.
You know, with all due respect, Major, I think she could cause us a lot of headaches. She's treating this march as though it's a vacation in the country.
Yes. I think I shall have to put my foot down firmly when next she visits me.
She's already asking to see you.
Do I hear an aircraft, Saunders?
Yeah, it's over there, flying over the valley.
Can you see what it is?
A German reconnaissance plane. Those prisoners you let go must have made it back by now. The Krauss will be wanting to know how far we've gotten.
Not very far, they'll find. 15 miles in a day isn't much.
Oh.
At this speed, we won't reach Rajek Pass for another 5 days. This Waffen SS battalion that I suspect is following us up, well, we must keep a close watch for it.
Mm.
How many Poles are there?
23 under Lieutenant Brzezinski.
Yeah, look, send the lieutenant back with his men after they've eaten. 10 miles will do. Tell them to keep a close watch for the Germans, but not to make contact with them.
Okay.
They must estimate the size of the force and immediately report back to me.
Oh, excuse me, sir. It's that lady demanding to see you again.
Quite all right. I can announce myself. Major Ramsden, those brutes of yours are still trying to block my way.
Good evening, Lady Collier.
I wanted to see you at 5 o'clock, but you were too busy.
We were occupying this village at the time.
Now, if you can tell this American officer to take his foot off this chair, I can sit down.
Oops. Beg your pardon,
I'll
lady.
I'll tolerate none of your sarcasm, young man. You may address me as Lady Agnes.
Are your charges settled in?
I asked you for milk and blankets.
I can spare you some tinned milk, Lady Agnes. As far as we can ascertain, the village has been stripped of all foodstuffs and livestock.
Why?
So far, it's a mystery. Tomorrow morning, I'll have some men dig up the likely hiding places. Perhaps we'll find some food that's been buried.
Meanwhile, the children have to go without.
My dear Lady Agnes, the tins of milk say on their labels that the contents are fit for children. They'll have to suffice for the time being.
I think you should have made a better job of foraging before we reached here.
Madam, I must remind you that we are not picnicking on Blackpool Beach.
I am quite aware of it, and I'll thank you not to patronize me, Major Ramsden. I merely wish to remind you to pay more attention to priorities.
Lady Agnes, getting this column to the coast is my main priority.
How can you, if we all starve to death on the way?
That is part of the same priority. Now, if you'll kindly excuse me, I have important matters to discuss with Captain Saunders.
Patience, Major. There is another matter. Proper toilet and washing facilities.
I was waiting for that. They'll have to make do with what there is, just like the rest of us.
Really, Major? What kind of an attitude is that?
The only one I can adopt. The women and children managed perfectly well before you arrived, and I'm sure they'll continue to do so, with or without you.
Very well, Major. Any deaths from malnutrition and overexposure will be on your head. But I shall most certainly report your cavalier attitude to the War Office on my return to London.
That woman must have terrified her guards in the internment camp. They probably released her to get some peace.
She should be sent against the Waffen SS who are following us up. She'd frighten them all the way back to Belgrade.
Yeah, at top speed.
Now, back to business. Tomorrow morning at first light, I want every barn, every yard dug up to find food.
There's a stream a kilometer ahead, Lieutenant Weser. I think we will stop there for the night. Oh, well, there's a stream, if this ordnance map is correct, which I doubt.
The area was surveyed only 2 years ago, Herr Mayor.
You see, we're 20 kilometers from Komasek. It's the place where they were spotted, isn't it?
Yeah, a small place. Population about 150. Have you changed your mind about the enemy since Lieutenant Gorin's company was badly mauled?
Nasty business, that. Gorin should have been more careful. He behaved as though he were following up a column of harmless refugees, not a well-armed group of escaped soldiers.
Yeah, he was careless.
Must be at least 150 well-trained men ahead of us. Desperate men, Lieutenant Weser. And desperate men are dangerous. I was really and truly astonished when you told me they had released Gorin and the other men. They were fortunate.
It was the British officer in charge who insisted on their release. Major Ramsden is his name.
He's a gentleman. A pity this war has not been fought with more like him in command. You can look at me, Weser, but I would have done the same in his place.
With all due respect, Herr Mayor, but our orders are to destroy or eliminate Major Ramsden's column. If you capture them, can I take it you will let them go again?
Such nonsense, Weser. This is a different matter. They are escaped prisoners, not regular troops. But I do wonder at the wisdom of my orders. At this moment, the Russian hordes are pouring in from the east, while we, a fully operational SS battalion, are ordered to capture escaped prisoners. If it were up to me, Weser, I'd escort them to the coast and be rid of them rather than waste manpower like this. You do agree with me, Lieutenant Weser?
In all honesty, yes, Emil.
But I must admit, this is a lot more pleasant than fighting Russians in a war that can't be won. Don't quote me on that, Weser.
Nein, Herr Mayor. Promise.
When we camp, I want sentries set about 3 kilometer perimeter, on the move constantly. Once this Major Ramsden discovers our presence and strength, he will employ terrorist tactics against us. Perhaps he knows already, so we must be prepared for anything he can offer.
Would it not be wiser to overwhelm his force while it is on the march? With 3,000 men
Stop
and...
Stop right there, Weser. What will happen then? We will have achieved our goal, lost a lot of men in the process. Can you imagine our next orders?
To fight the Russians.
Exactly. We shall leisurely follow up this Major Ramsden to the entrance of Rajek Pass, and there bottle him in until he surrenders. You have no choice, but plenty of time to consider it.
I see a bridge and the stream ahead, Herr Mayor.
Good. Looks like a nice place to spend the night.
Hard to see the path.
Yeah, it is a good track.
I think it is time we took a rest.
Yes, I agree. It's after midnight.
And we have 70 kilometers to travel over country like this. Uphills and down the other side.
Not a pleasant prospect.
By morning, we will be in Popchek's territory.
And we will have to put on our communist hats.
I find it hard to look at one, let alone pretend to sympathize. I would just as soon kill them as kill Germans.
I think you'd better talk no more about killing, Maria.
Are you still angry with me for killing Ubak, Paul?
I don't want to discuss it.
I'm still the same Maria I was early this morning.
We have stopped for a rest, Maria.
You stay out of this.
Let's have a bite to eat, shall we? We need to keep up our strength, not dissipate it.
What do you mean by that, Paul?
Well, it's obvious. Joseph, you say it's 70 kilometers like this. What's the country like beyond?
The last 50 kilometers will be forest and hills, but we will be able to keep to the lower ground.
I'm looking forward to it already.
If we keep to the path Ubak showed us, it is unlikely we will meet any of Papchek's men. They tend to concentrate more to the east, where the Germans make good targets.
All I'm hoping to see during this journey is a few helpful peasants.
I do not like the path Ubak has drawn through the royalist area. It would be better to go farther west than avoid it altogether.
They can't be any worse than the Reds.
Worse, Paul. Far worse. It would only add an extra 20 kilometers.
But doing so would mean entering an area where there are many German patrols.
The whole damn thing's a puzzle. All I know is we have to reach Major Ramsden as soon as possible.
Well, so far, the men have dug up 5 bags of grain, 2 casks of wine, and one of the night patrols found 2 goats.
Goats? Females?
Yeah, and I know what you're thinking, Chief.
Yes, Lady Agnes and her charges will have to get used to goat's milk. And please, Captain Saunders, address me as Major, not Chief.
Okay.
Never mind.
Private Crossley reports he heard a movement in the woods about 2 this morning. He reckons it sounded like a group of men. When he challenged them, they moved off.
Did he get a look at them?
Only heard their voices.
What language were they speaking?
Well, Chief, you know Crossley. He isn't exactly the brightest star in the firmament. He reckoned it was either Croat, Slavic, or German.
Idiots. They'd hardly be Japanese. Mm-hmm. Could he estimate the number?
Well, I think he can count up to 6, because that's how many he reckoned there were.
There could be villagers trying to get a closer look at us, or a group of partisans.
I don't think they'll give us any trouble. They're probably just curious.
Anyway, Captain, keep the men digging. We need a lot more food than we've found so far. I'll start moving the column out at midday. Send a patrol about 5 miles ahead of us to probe and find a decent place for us to camp for the night.
In spite of what you say, Maria, I've decided to follow Ubak's map.
Do as you please.
I shall. I don't think we have any time to spare in making detours. If we do meet up with any partisans, well, we'll just have to sweet talk them and keep moving on.
But remember, Paul, I was ordered to go with you as an advisor.
Correct. But I'm also permitted to use my own initiative. Joseph, have you anything to say?
Why should I? I agree with your plan.
And you, Maria?
I have no choice but to follow.
Very well. Shall we move on, then?
I could have slept another 2 hours.
Shall I get the men ready to move out, Hermio?
What's the hurry, Vesa? Let them relax a little. Take a look at the scenery. Isn't it beautiful? Almost untouched by man.
Brigade HQ will radio soon. What shall I say?
Oh, give them some evasive story. Say we are probing the valleys in our advance on Komisek. I wonder if there are any fish in that stream.
You will want more details than that, Herr Mayor.
Who, the fish?
The Brigade HQ.
Kommeleutnant, smile. Where is your sense of humor? Oh, very well. Tell them we have detected signs of partisan activity and we are proceeding with great caution.
Yeah, Herr Mayor.
I shall do some fishing.
We will be here until tomorrow?
No. We can move on a few kilometers this afternoon. Now then, my main problem is, what am I going to use as a fishing line?
Captain Saunders, do you see these carts?
Oh, yeah. What about them, Major?
Well, they seem quite serviceable to me.
Well, you mean take them with us?
Why not?
How much food's been collected now?
Well, it's quite a list. Apart from the...
What's happening now?
They're under fire from the hills.
Rifle fire and mortars. I doubt if it's the Germans. Where's the Russian fellow, Dimitri something or other?
I'll fetch him.
Look, don't bother. Just have him and some of his men go up there and find out what they can. The rest of us can dig in and wait. Yes, have him silence the mortars.
But just like that?
Yes, Captain, just like that. They make such a damn mess.
Anything else?
Yes, after you send off the Russians, go to Lady Agnes and tell her to take her...
Oh, no need, Chief. You can tell her yourself. She's striding up the road towards us with a really angry expression on her face. I'll run and tell Dimitri.
What is all this shooting about, Major? Who is doing it?
My guess, it's the partisans. Perhaps they've mistaken us for Germans.
Oh, this is ridiculous. Here we are being fired on, and you don't know by whom.
I can assure you the matter is being attended to.
By that American fellow who just ran off. He probably thinks we're playing with cowboys and Indians, and we are the wagon train.
Captain Saunders is a very able officer.
Well, you gather your men together and charge them.
Madam, this is not the Sebastopol, and we are not the Light Brigade. I would suggest you take your charges and have them shelter it.
You were about to say the church, weren't you? We were looking at it just then, and now it's had two direct hits. Half of them have been really in nature. First you get the children, hideous goats, milk to drink, and then you want to see us all blown up.
You're being quite unreasonable, Lady Agnes.
It's better if all my charges are dispersed. As from now, then they won't all be killed in one fell swoop. Ah, yeah, and about the goat's milk.
Please, Lady Agnes, we're under attack. Can't we talk about it some other time?
Oh, a typical male attitude. If you don't like the subject, put it off until later.
Look, you have to excuse me while I attend to our defenses.
And it's your own fault for letting them get close enough to shoot at us. Damn, lot. I'd have been better off staying in my internment camp.
Why do you look at me like that? Yesterday we were lovers. Now it is as though you hate me.
You scare me, Maria.
I scare you? I? A woman who loves you?
Yes.
Because I shot Ubak?
Yes, and because of your attitude.
No, stop. Let us talk.
No. Joseph is waiting farther along the path for us.
He won't run away. Please, Paul.
Look, Maria, all the talking in the world won't bring Ubak to life again. It's done.
I knew that you would not be able to bring yourself to do it. It was necessary for the sake of our mission.
We've gone over this again and again, Maria. We share different views about
Snipe. Here comes Joseph.
We'll have to move into the hills.
Why? Germans ahead.
Here? But Ubak said...
There! Didn't I warn you, Paul? Ubak was leading us into a German trap.
It is no trap, Maria. I watched him for several minutes, and I would say they are making a concerted sweep on the partisans.
How many did you see?
Oh, about 300 down the valley and more on their sides. But there could be doubles that number.
Mm-hmm. Which way are they moving?
Ahead of us, following the route we have to take.
So, we're reasonably safe if we stay well behind and move to higher ground.
Yes, but we must keep an eye out for the stragglers.
There's not much vegetation higher up. We'll have trouble keeping undercover.
No, there are many rocks.
Well, let's go along here to the place where you saw them, and then I'll plan what to do.
You see, Joseph, he takes no notice of your advice. We might just as well not be here.
I think that I should leave you and Maria alone for half an hour. It will be long enough to put your arms about her and do what is necessary to improve her mood.
Shut up, Joseph.
Very well, very well. Stay bad-tempered.
Now, come on. We're here to do a job, not play school playground games.
You see, Joseph, you have embarrassed him. The English are funny about sex.
When we looked down from the top of a ridge, I could see it was as Joseph had warned me. A long line of olive-green uniforms was threading its way along the floor of the valley. And on the sides of the hill opposite us, we could see the movement of more soldiers. They were moving slowly away from us.
Keep your head lower, Maria.
I'm only taking a look.
You see, they're heading into the Jevarak country.
Where's that?
Let me show you on Ubak's map here. Now here where Ubak marked in deep red. It is where the communist Pavchek has most of his men.
You think Pavchek knows?
He will know.
Yes, he will let them advance deep into the hills and then suddenly turn on them when he thinks he has an advantage.
So we could be faced with a pitched battle going on in our path.
It is as I said last night. It would be better if we went further to the west. If we keep on this track, we could fall into German hands very easily.
What do you say, Joseph?
I think what we see happening could make it easier for us. The partisans and Germans will be too busy with one another to notice us, as long as we keep our distance.
Well, here I am again, conflicting advice from my advisors.
This time you should listen to me.
No, Maria, I think Joseph is right. We'll move on to higher ground and keep a close watch on the enemy ahead of us. It's nearly midday, and I think we'd best find a place to sleep for a while.
But I think...
I think it best if we all stay together. Now, come on, Maria. And for heaven's sake, stop fighting.
And where have you been, Captain?
Chasing partisans.
Partisans? Damn it all, man. They're supposed to be on our side.
I took the squad of Australians with me. Dmitri and his Russians got there first, though.
And?
Well, they went crazy and killed six of them. They captured one of the mortars when the partisans ran for it.
But there's another mortar still firing on us.
It was higher up the hill. Dmitri's lot went to deal with it.
Any prisoners?
Three. The Ruskies shot them before we arrived on the scene.
You must tell Dmitri about this shooting of prisoners. It just isn't on in my command. How will we ever find out why they're shooting at us if there's no one left to talk to?
I think you better have a word with him yourself. He was quite resentful when you let those German prisoners go yesterday morning, you know.
Damn it. I know how he feels, but he must learn to control himself. Dead prisoners are worse than useless.
That's what I told him. He laughed and pointed out that dead prisoners don't eat or need guarding.
They can't talk either. I want to know why they're attacking us. They can't possibly have mistaken us for Germans.
Oh, yes, Major. Talking about Germans, Lieutenant Brzezinski is back. He reports a large force of Waffen-SS in our rear.
So soon.
They're about 20 kilometers away.
Look, show me on the wall map.
Oh, yeah. They were here on the bank of the stream.
Yeah. How many?
Well, Brzezinski reckons, around about... at least 3,000.
It seems they're determined not to let us go, Saunders.
That's the way it looks, sir. There were 15 trucks, around about 10 half-tracks, and a staff car.
Well, they'll make slow progress through this terrain, but a hell of a lot faster than us.
Yeah.
Damn it. They could be on our necks before nightfall.
Well, you know, sir, that's the strange thing. You see, Brzezinski says they look as warlike as a cage full of rabbits.
What?
Yeah. They were watched for quite a long time. A lot of the men were bathing in the stream, and would you believe it? Some were even fishing.
Why? They must know we're here.
You'd think they'd be hell-bent on revenge for the way we cut up their advance guard.
We'll have to keep a close watch on them, Captain. I suggest... I wish those bloody Russians would hurry up. This constant banging is giving me a headache.
Joseph, Maria, wake up.
What is it?
All right, I am awake. I can hear it.
Sounds like the Germans are having a go at Pavchek's partisans. Or the other way around.
Sounds like quite a big battle.
There is one danger to us. If Pavchek drives the Germans back, they must come this way.
I doubt if he will. By the size of the German force, they're pretty determined to deal him a crushing blow.
They have tried it before, Paul. Last year, it cost them over 2,000 men. Remember, Pavchek's men know these hills too well to allow themselves to be trapped. They will lead the Germans on until it is they who are trapped and hunted down. There seems to be a lot of activity over there. Look, between those two hills, I can see smoke.
Yes, and a mass of German uniforms.
A partisan strategy. Burn the ground and let the smoke blow downwind on the enemy. From what I can see from here, the Germans are massing together, just as Pavchek would want them to. Soon you will hear his mortars open up on them.
Mortars? Where will they be fired from?
From?
Yes, I see what you mean. Look, the best position would be this hill.
Yes, you're damn right. They could be moving in on us right this minute. Quick, get your things together and let's get to higher ground.
Veil of Darkness was written by Ron Evans, produced by Yolan Dottman, and directed by Henry Diffenthal.
Springbok 930 Dossier, dramatized for broadcasting and brought to you on Springbok Radio.